Little is known about the group that has tentatively won the bid to take over Long Island College Hospital. Brooklyn Health Partners has offered $250 million for the 150-year-old hospital in Cobble Hill and has promised to keep a 300 to 400-bed full-service hospital at the site. This at a time when healthcare is moving away from inpatient treatment. Community groups and medical professionals had fought for more than a year to save Litch, and the issue helped pole vault Bill de Blasio into the mayor's office. WNYC's Fred Mogul has been looking into Brooklyn Health Partners and their proposal and joins us now. Fred, tell us a little bit about Brooklyn Health Partners. I gather this is a group of new and different players for our area.
Well, it's an entity created just for this deal, and that's made some people suspicious, like John Burrell, who lives in the Cobble Hill neighborhood around Litch.
They came in so quick and so easy, and where are they from? I just don't trust them.
So who are Brooklyn Health Partners? First and foremost, the partners are a man named Merrill Schechsnyder. He's the president of a small for-profit development company in San Diego called the California Community Collaborative. This would be his first project in New York and his first full-scale hospital. He's in the process actually of moving here. He's looking for a house. He asked me if I had any advice in Brooklyn. I asked him why people, frankly, should trust an out-of-towner who's never run a hospital. And he said, well, he does have experience getting big projects built. And he said, take a look at this group I'm working with, an affiliated group. They're actually the ones that could be managing it day to day. It's a large, well-reputed company called Quorum Health Resources out of Tennessee. Manages nonprofit hospitals all over the country, but none in the New York metro area.
How did they even get chosen?
There was a very unprecedented bid process. It came out of a court settlement with these groups that were fighting to keep Litch open. The settlement stated basically it stated the terms for this auction and gave a lot more weight to people who would come in bidding and proposing to keep Litch a big full-service hospital, and they'd get fewer points if they didn't propose that. So this was a big sticking point. The state actually wanted fewer hospital beds, more outpatient services. They wanted something called the freestanding emergency room there. The community pushed back, and they had enough seats at the table. When evaluating these bids, they were able to give Brooklyn Health Partners' proposal the top score.
Hospitals have been closing in this region and around the country for many years, and it looked like Long Island College Hospital was going to be one of them. Can a big, newly renovated hospital survive? Is a hospital like this necessary for the health care of the downtown Brooklyn area, or are local residents better served by other different kinds of medical services?
Well, there are very strong opinions about this. Merrill Schechsnyder says this can absolutely work. There's high demand for a hospital. This is an economically solid community in Cobble Hill and Brooklyn Heights. He says a big chunk of the campus will be turned into luxury housing, and that will help fund the medical side. About a third of that housing will be affordable. Many people doubt just the economics will work, though. They say there's a lot of competition for these affluent patients and the high-value medical services. A lot of people go to Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Several different operators have lost money at Litch going back 18 years. It's not just SUNY Downstate, the State University of New York, that's done it. I mean, lots of people have lost money there. And the healthcare industry, as we've said, it's trending away from bricks and mortar hospitals. Insurers are paying less for medical treatment in hospitals. They're paying networks to keep people out of hospitals, and they're penalizing these hospitals and these networks for every time a patient goes back in.
Can this get done?
That will be tricky. Brooklyn Health Partner needs about $250 million for the property, about $25 million just as a deposit in about a month's time. They say to take about another $350 million for the next phases of construction. Mr. Schechsnyder tells me he's got the money from a local investment group. That's something the state's really going to be drilling down on in the next 30 days before they sign a contract. The evaluators who reviewed the bid, they didn't really have the wherewithal and the time to do that due diligence. And there's a lot of regulatory and legal pitfalls. Deals of this magnitude are really high risk, and when they go off the rails, they do it sometimes in a very big way. And development sites like this can be left in limbo for years.
SUNY Downstate will continue to manage Litch until a deal is reached. One is supposed to be reached in 30 days. What happens if that doesn't happen?
Then the state starts negotiating with the second place, the second top scoring bidder. That's an investor named Don Peebles, who also cobbled together a group. He's actually willing to pay more cash up front, $260 million. He would only have a freestanding ER and outpatient services, a much more compact medical complex, not this inpatient thing. And he'd partner with Maimonides and North Shore LIJ, two very established local hospital groups.
WNYC's healthcare reporter Fred Mogul, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.